Good morning, everyone. So the pastor asked me to share my testimony. I've shared it before. Most of you probably have heard it, how I actually grew up in the church. Went to church every Sunday with my parents, went to a Christian school. But one of the problems I understand now that I had was that I lacked knowledge. I lacked understanding the scripture. I lacked discernment because I just was not being taught those things. And one of the things that I was doing during that time is I was listening to a lot of these health, wealth, prosperity teachers. I was listening to a lot of the TV evangelists, people like T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, Paula White, of course, Joyce Meyer. She was one of my favorites. And really did not have the understanding of what scripture was saying to know that a lot of the things that they were saying just was not so. I'm not saying everything they say is wrong, you know, but they say even a broken clock is right twice a day. You know, not everything they said was exactly wrong, but there was a lot in there that was harmful. And I'm not going to go into specifics. I know the pastor's going to talk about that a little bit later. But one of the things that I've learned since then was that if you're listening to somebody and their focus is put on you, if you're listening to someone who's supposed to be preaching the word of God and they're putting the focus on you, then you should probably turn them off or go someplace else, because the main preaching in scripture and what we see in scripture points to Jesus Christ. So that's where our focus and our instruction should be. And it wasn't until I actually stumbled on other preachers who did take the time to exposit the word of God that I actually started learning. So I started listening to people like Jim McClarty, John MacArthur, Bodie Balcom. And these are men who are really, and others, James White, there's some others too. These are men who are really dedicated to pointing us to Christ, which should be our number one goal. And also teaching us, if you proclaim to be a Christian, you profess to be a Christian, that you receive the Holy Spirit, and your focus should be on living a Christian life. And so this is what these teachers teach, not what's in it for me. You know we have blessings from God if we belong to Him. But they really focus on living for Christ and living a Christian life and what Christ did for us. And so that's one of the things I've learned. And that's why I've turned off these TV evangelists. Like, I don't know the last time I watched TV yet. It's been years and years, because there's not a whole lot you're going to gain from looking at channels like that. You know, if you're oppressed and you know, if you need some help as you're going through scriptures, I just named a few pastors that, you know, they have their own podcasts, or you can go online and listen to them. But if you're oppressed and you really need, you know, some assistance, just reach out to some of the brothers and sisters in here, people who really know Christ and who know His word. But I would definitely not listen to a lot of these big name preachers. Amen.